Longfall Life het vandag resultate vir sy boekjaar tot einde Februarie aangekondig. En dit is natuurlik die beleggingsbeheermaatskappy wat een van Suid-Afrika se grootste entrepreneurs, Brian Joffe, gestig het en in 2017 op die JSE genoteer het. En dit volg nadat hy in 2016 by Bidwest uitgetree het. Nou Longfall Life besit verskeie leefstylbesighede soos Sportsman's Warehouse, Outdoor Warehouse en handelsname soos First Ascent, Cape Storm en Second Skins. En die groep besit ook verskeie besighede wat persoonlike dienste lewer soos Sorbet en Limelight en daar's natuurlik verskeie ander ook. Nou die groep se resultate is nie vergelykbaar met die vorige boekjaar nie, daar was heeltemal te veel groot oorneemings gewees en in die afgelope boekjaar het die groep se omset R3,6 miljard beloop. Die bedryfswins was R535 miljoen. Die wesensverdienste was R0,39 per aandeel, maar die groep het nie 'n dividend verklaar nie. Brian Joffe is nou op die lyn. Brian, welcome to the show. You retired from Bidwest in 2016 to get out of the corporate rat race, and now you are heading up Longfall Life. Was that ever the plan?
The plan was not to get old too quick and to enjoy life. I enjoy business, so for me this is not work, it's just fun.
Several retailers have reported challenging results, if I can put it like that, you know, single-digit growth. How are you experiencing the consumer environment and the way it leads to, or the pressure it puts on sales?
I think, first of all, we're in sort of niche retail. I think the spaces that we're in, I think, are areas that people don't want to really sacrifice the benefits. So, you know, health and beauty, ladies and men still like to look good and feel good. Sport is part of South Africa's culture. Outdoors part of South Africa's culture. So I think the segments that we're invested in, I think, are good segments and offer better than average opportunity to get returns. I think also the demographics of the industries that we're in are getting better. People are getting older, spending more money in the fields that we're operating in. So by and large, the market is better, I guess, for us versus the average. I think that, generally speaking, I think retail is getting a little bit better. I mean, we've had some setbacks with power outages and the like, but I think, generally speaking, I think things are looking a little bit better.
Mm. Which of the brands you own performed the best or seems to mitigate the consumer environment the best?
Well, look, I mean, we've got some interesting brands. We've got Fitch and Leeds, we've got Score Energy Drink. Then, as you mentioned, we've got the, you know, First Ascent and the like. We're also now in the process of acquiring Speedo as a exclusive range for South Africa. So I think there are some branded opportunities that we're in. And Performance Brands, which basically houses a lot of that stuff, you know, it's got a lot of opportunities that we're working on. OTG, which is a women's brand, athletic range, I think. Yeah, I think we're concentrating in that area and it's, you know, it's so far so good.
You have more than R1 billion of cash in the bank. Of course, you're an investment holding company. Are you looking at expanding your portfolio again in an environment where there could be pressure on selling prices?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, we obviously would like to scale up. I think, you know, the billion cash, whilst it sounds a lot, it's not all that much in the corporate sense. We obviously need to scale up and we need to spend the money. We're not making a huge return on the cash. You know, we're getting money in the bank, we're earning 7% pre-tax. So it's not really great. But, I mean, we need to find the right kind of investment. We don't want to land up with a multitude of small investments. So we've got a specific requirement for ourselves, which makes it more difficult to invest. But, you know, we have to be patient and the right thing will come.
Several of your businesses are expanding. Sportsman's Warehouse, for example, has opened several stores during the financial period. How much focus will there be on organic growth within those businesses?
No, well, I think we're absolutely always have been focused on organic growth. You can't make acquisitions or grow the business without organic growth. As far as I'm concerned, that's fundamental to good management, and that's an area that we're concentrating on. I think also the format in which we're trading, we're trading on smaller format stores. I mean, Sandton City, who many people may have gone to, can see a world-class retail opportunity in sporting gear and equipment. So, yeah, I mean, we need to improve the efficiency on the floor. We need to make it more customer-friendly. And we need to do the things that make people come to your store. I mean, it's just basic stuff. So we need to be the best at delivering service to the customer.
You did not declare a dividend, but you spent around 160 million rand to buy back some of your shares. But your share price actually decreased quite significantly over the past, well, since the listing. Would it not have been better to pay out dividends or reinvest the money elsewhere?
I mean, it's a debate. But for me, I mean, we enhance shareholder value by buying back the shares rather than giving the cash by way of a dividend. I mean, it's permanent, the share buyback. The cash, whilst probably we spent a little bit more on the share buyback than we probably would have spent on the dividend, you know, we felt that the value proposition of the share buyback was better than the value proposition of the dividend, insofar as the shareholders concerned. That's what we did, and we didn't want to duplicate it by doing the share buyback and paying the dividends. We stuck with the share buyback.
Let's talk about the political environment and how it affects business. We are seeing business confidence levels at all-time lows. You know, we've been waiting for the election to be completed, and many people hope that things will, in quotation marks, get better. What are your views on business confidence levels going forward for, the short and medium term?
Well, this is quite a complex matter, but just my own personal point of view, I think government, and I'm hopeful that the current new government will implement an environment which is going to make it more conducive for South Africans to feel confident in the future of South Africa. South Africans need to rise to the occasion in the first instance. I'm not a believer in saying that we're going to get foreign investment without South African investment first. So, you know, my personal view is that the new presidency and government needs to create fertile soil, and we as South Africans need to stand up and put our money where our mouths are and invest in South Africa. And if we get that, we'll get South African confidence, and that will lead to international confidence as well. But start at home.
You know, obviously, I think that's a pretty common narrative. What would you like to see in the near future which you think could maybe ignite a local investment drive?
Something which is probably politically impossible, maybe a tax cut.
Yeah, well, you know, it's worked in the US. Do you think such a strategy can work here?
I certainly think that what we need to do is to create, as I said, to create an environment for South Africans to rally behind. And as I said, I don't want to be a politician. We've got enough qualified politicians running the country. All I would say is we need to have policies that South Africa feels confident with and will invest behind. And if we get that and South Africans invest, the future will be rosy because it will be followed by overseas guys. And South Africa is a great place. It needs just a little bit of emphasis and maybe a little bit of political tolerance from everybody. And I think we could be back on track.
Thank you, Brian. We'll have to leave it there. That was Brian Joffe. He is the CEO of Long for Life.